few years ago, I was out in doing some gin lab visits, and some guy was trying to dry some a module, and he was having all kinds of trouble, and he gave me a sample. He says, "Would you run a moisture on this?" And so I did, and it was 24% moisture content. So he took him 24 hours to gin one module. It wasn't too good. So same time, somebody gave me some microwave equipment and said, "Can you use this for cotton drying?" And so that kind of started this project. And the objective is, first of all, this test is just to see how well microwaves do at taking moisture away from seed cotton. This is set up with a laboratory dryer, and it's equipped with the microwave drying components. Microwave drying is a type of electromagnetic radiation, so it excites water molecules, it causes them to vibrate, heats them, and then can vaporize the water from them. And it's basically a heating method, but the heating vaporizes the water, but we need something to carry the vapor away. So moving air is one of the most common things that can be done. And obviously it requires water, so it's going to work best when the moisture content is higher. These are some of the basic principles of microwave drying. The microwave frequencies, this is the table we're talking about, and if you can get this to work. I'll just have to give up on that. But it's around 3 gigahertz is the, 3 gigahertz it's about 2.45 actually. So it's in the kind of the middle of the spectrum there. It's a standard microwave that you use in your household, the components. This shows the basic components. You can see on the one end is on the end of the dryer that's on the left. That's the magnetron that generates the microwaves itself. That's in this first run pointed into the dryer, and outside you have a step-up transformer to get the voltage higher, a capacitor, and a diode. Those four are the main components of the microwave circuitry. And then underneath, in this case, I had a cross-flow system, so the air was blowing up, and the microwave radiation was going in the end. Again, this is looking in there. The microwave antenna is just sticking in the end of the dryer there, at the top center of the picture. There's another piece. So the idea for the test was we load up the dryer with seed cotton, and had a couple different densities. One was a 4 pounds per cubic foot density. That's what's shown here. That's the density that's kind of near what it would be in a steady flow. And another density, 12 pounds per cubic foot, is nearly what would be in a seed cotton module itself. So the idea here is to load up the dryer, and then we break it into a grid. The dimensions of the dryer, 9 by 9 inches is the cross section, and 15 inches is the depth or across the width of the dryer. And so I could do that, and then I could break out sections that are about 3 inches by 3 inches, little cubes, take the cotton out of there. So in this dryer, I'd take 45 moisture samples out to determine the distribution. So I set this all up and ran a first test. I had it set to run for 10 minutes. After results, about 5 minutes, I started smelling something that wasn't good. And 10 minutes, I left to go there with a full 10 minutes. And so this was a result. So I said, maybe I should go back to the drawing board and redesign this. So the second attempt is a new microwave dryer. In this case, I did just a few things differently. The magnetron is considered to be about 65 or so percent efficient as far as converting energy into microwaves, and the rest is going into heat. So if you turn it crossways and allow the air to blow across the cooling fins of the microwave, and so we oriented that way. And also, the other thing is now we're putting the air in the same direction as the microwaves are going. So the air blows in the end the same way the microwaves are going, so hopefully that would carry help the heat to penetrate further through the bed. So again, we set this up and ran a test, and this is again just another view of the end, and again the fans blowing in the end the same way. And so we're going to set this up the same way, basically with the low density and the high density tests and different times. And I didn't get any fires this time, any smoldering or anything. So I got some results. This is redesigning it. So we just got before about Christmas time till I actually got the thing working. So we just have a few tests. This shows in New Mexico you don't get 20% moisture content. You have to re-wet it. So I had re-wet the cotton with a water mist in a two-stage process. So you go up part way, let it sit for a while, and then a couple days, and then go and add the rest. So we got moisture contents about 20% trying to dry those. And the more time you have, hopefully the more drying you get, and that shows pretty well there. Even at the 15 minutes, you still have a lot of drying to go. You're still only down to 70% on the average. If we look at through the depth of the bed, how it penetrates, this is how much percentage points of moisture were removed at each depth. So again, obviously the most is going to be removed closest to the dryer, to where the air enters and the microwave radiation enters. And then over time, again, at 5 minutes, we only got into there about 6 inches into through the depth. If we went 10 minutes, then we were starting to get all the way through. And 15 minutes, of course, even more all the way through. But of course, you're going to remove more moisture closest to the dryer than you are further away. But we were actually able to start drying after so long a time at the 15 inch distance. The other effect is its density. I said I ran one test at the 12 density so far. Percentage points removed. You got more cotton, so you're going to do actually less reduction in moisture content, but it's about the same amount of water removed in each case. So again, you have three times the cotton for the same amount of energy, and so you're removing about a third of the percentage points in moisture. And again, when we look at how it penetrates, of course it's going to take longer to penetrate through across that depth at the higher density. Again, this is 15 minutes. We can see that again, we're only removing out there in the 12-inch range after 15 minutes with the high density, versus all the way through with the lower density. And so again, we'll continue to do some tests and get a paper out of this and publish that. So thank you. If you have any questions?
Looks like we're a long ways away from commercial drying.
Oh yeah.
I got a question. You said you redesigned it 65% efficiency, but the other was lost to heat.
Well, yeah.
Were you trying to capture the heat to also help dry?
Yeah, so that's why I turned it sideways, so we have air blowing across the cooling fins, and that too was adding to the drying, yes. The power, it's 1,100 watts to magnetron overall, so about 700 watts is in microwave, and the other 400 would be in the heating loss.
Aren't you spending two-thirds of your energy on heating the seat?
Not necessarily. We're seed cotton, so I only have seed cotton moistures, but I was talking with Matthew. He says that Matthew's worked a lot with, Matthew Pelletier's worked a lot with microwaves, and in a lot of cases, it just dries the lint. Yeah, you have some way to remove the moisture. Yeah. So Matthew also mentioned vacuums are also commonly used. So. Well, yeah, that's the question. Is, you know, what would be the efficiency? And so we only can only do answer that by doing tests. So. So I mean, I can't answer that until we run the test to see how efficiently it would be. Yeah.
Okay. All right.